Well, finally, because it is Wednesday, let's give a cheer, because it's time for Sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill. No Vuvuzela, sadly, this time around, but should we talk about the World Cup?
I'm really not sad that there are no Vuvuzelas.
Don't you remember when...
I do remember,
we
and that's
had
why
one.
I'm not sad.
we brought one in a, once.
It was the constant soundtrack of that World Cup.
I kind of miss them, to be honest.
I don't.
All right. So you and I and billions of people have been watching a lot of football/soccer. And let's hear a little sound. The Russians, they're the hosts. They've been on a tear.
Zuba brought that down beautifully. He's got a chance and he scored. Russia running riot. 3 on their way for sure now, you'd think, to the knockout stages.
You like what you're seeing with the Russian team?
I like the surprise. I think part of the fun of the World Cup always is there are surprises. I read an article just before the competition began that said Russia might very well be the worst host team in the history of the World Cup. They might perform so poorly that they would embarrass themselves on their home turf. And, of course, they've turned around and won 2 games, first team to get 6 points. And I love that. I don't care who it is. I love the idea that the experts have all been turned on their heads, at least in this particular case.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Mexico for a minute, because that Mexico-Germany game was by far one of the best games I have seen in some time. Mexico beating 1-0 the world's number one team.
The current champ. That's right. It was fantastic. And only one of a number of very surprising, as I say, great surprises really uplifting results. There is a theory in this country among soccer fans that since we don't have a United States team in Russia to root for, perhaps we should root for our nearest neighbor. And Landon Donovan, who's currently playing soccer in Mexico, late of the U.S., of course, thinks that's a good idea. He wants everybody to root for his second native country. But there is also a tradition of real malice between Mexico and the United States, and there have been lots of occasions when the two countries have played each other and tempers have flared, and the game result has been secondary to the fact that people are getting knocked down and cursed and everything else. So all manner of baggage involved in this one. But it was a very surprising game. It was an upset,
absolutely.
Certainly. And it was fun to watch.
I have things to say about this game because I was on the edge of my seat the whole 90-plus minutes. And this goal that Mexico scored, it was just a series of beautiful touches, right? And then they get it in. And then they hang on, right? Because in the second half, Germany, the German machine,
right,
pounding away on the Mexico side. And I think the goalkeeper for Mexico absolutely earned his pay.
Absolutely.
Because they ended up holding on.
My old friend Seamus Mallon, who used to do some soccer analysis for us on Only a Game, would have had something to say about the German effort in the second half. He told me once about an Italian player who had been questioned after a loss in which the team for which he was playing had simply peppered the other team's goalkeeper with shots. They'd hit the post. They'd hit the crossbar. They'd done everything you can imagine except put the ball in the net. And when this gentleman was questioned after the game, he said, "Well, sometime you make love to the ball and she doesn't make love to you."
That's going to go in one of our future promos, but I tell you.
I wish I could take credit for hearing that story firsthand, but it came from Seamus Mallon.
One last thing about the Mexico game. I'll stop talking about it and move on to the other games. But apparently, when Mexico scored its goal, all of Mexico City was so excited that there was enough jumping up and down that they recorded seismic activity in Mexico City.
Another magnificent World Cup legend, which should be true, whether it is or not. I don't know.
There were squiggles on my Twitter feed somewhere.
Yes,
okay, one last thing to talk about the World Cup before we maybe move on to the U.S. Open.
Why? Sorry.
Actually, true. Why? should we talk about Portugal? Because Cristiano Ronaldo, 4 goals in 2 games, a hat trick in the first game versus Spain.
Yes, and among the hat trick goals, an absolute gem from a free kick. I don't like Cristiano Ronaldo, I'm on the record as saying, because, you know, after he scores a goal, he bangs his chest. Well, there's that, of course, but I have no wish to be an Adonis, as some playwright once wrote. But he bangs his chest and he draws all the attention to himself. And as you have pointed out with your quite competent analysis of Mexico's goal, what it's really about is passing. What it's really about is patience and setting up the goal. And so the guy who has the good fortune to actually put the ball in the net is only the last element in a string of marvelous occurrences mm-hmm. that build up to a goal. And there are wonderful goal scorers around the world who, after they score, they point immediately at whoever has given them the ball. Lionel Messi comes to mind. Ronaldo bangs his chest and says, "It's all me." But nevertheless, 4 goals in 2 games at the highest level was quite a performance, and it will be very interesting to see what Portugal does going forward.
Yeah, and you mentioned Messi. He's got to up his game as the tournament continues.
Argentina is not off to a great start, no question.
Bill Littlefield hosts NPR's Only a Game. It airs on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And for the next couple of weeks, we get to talk about the World Cup on Wednesdays,
indeed.
Bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.